Hi everyone, Stuart here again. Welcome to our midweek market podcast for the second week of September. It's Wednesday, the 15th of September. So equities have taken centre stage this week. Central banks maintained their dovish outlook last week, and there were signs of possible plateauing in US inflation yesterday. The dollar so far this week is gyrated, oil's rallied, yields and stock markets have cooled quite significantly. And still to come this week, tonight, we've got Kiwi gross domestic product, we've got Aussie jobs, we've got inflation from the Eurozone, and from the US we have retail sales, the Philly Fed Index, and the University of Michigan consumer sentiment. Just out in the last half an hour or so, we've seen Canadian inflation spike, we've seen UK inflation spike this morning, and we've also seen a big drop in the Empire State number out of the United States as well. So the number and quality of the US jobs recovery continues to grind on. Yesterday, Amazon announced they plan to hire 125,000 people in the final quarter of the year and pay them an average of $18 per hour. That's significantly above the $15 that was mooted earlier in the year. So significant increase for those 125,000 new Amazon employees. Weekly US unemployment claims continues to grind low. We posted a new pandemic low last week at 310,000, and we're expected to tick up a wee bit tomorrow when the number comes out to 325,000. However, as we've been saying for many months, the long-term unemployment remains a persistently high problem, and it actually rose again last week, unfortunately. Vaccine rollouts continue to drive sentiment, but the Delta variant remains a significant concern as plans for the winter season in the Northern Hemisphere start to emerge. In Asia, lockdowns remain in place, although there's been some significant increase in the vaccination rates, particularly in the highly developed Australian and Japanese markets. This week, FX volatility cooled somewhat compared to last week. The dollar index is oscillating around 92.50. We've been as high as 92.85. and as low as 92.25. Euro dollar dipped to 117.70 before recovering to 118.25, while dollar yen sank to 109.40. It's printing a lows not seen since August the 16th. So a bid on the yen in particular as a safe haven currency, outweighing the dollar bid as a safe haven currency. Cable, on the other hand, we went as low as 137.50 at the beginning of the week. We rallied 150 pips to 100 to breach 139 before once again testing the 138 zone earlier this week. As I say, dollar US stocks remain moving lower. We had this consolidation at highs last week. That's broken down this week quite significantly. All three indices have broken and breached their key 21-day exponential moving average. This week, the USA 500 has posted 3 days under that key moving average and a 15-day low. The USA 100, the NASDAQ, a new 11-day low. And the USA 30, a new 39-day low this week. And with the industrials taking most of the pressure on the downward movement. Volatility in the gold market cooled this week and prices found some support at 1780 before recovering again back over that key 21-day moving average at 1800 to print a high at 1808. US oil, on the other hand, continues to rally. We've had another hurricane hit the southern USA, and drawdowns in inventories last week were missed expectations. However, we did slip to 67.25. Prices rallied well over 5%, moving over 70. The key, $70 a barrel. We've peaked at 71.10 so far this week. Inventories are yet to come later on in this particular session today, Wednesday. Yield on the US 10-year Treasury note remains very much in focus and a key market mover. From last week's four-week high at 138.20, we've cooled significantly to 126.70 and producing a new two-week low. We've since recovered to 127. So that's all for now. Take care. Week three is upon us, and it heralds the key event of the month, which is the announcement from the Fed next Wednesday. So take care. See you all then. All the best, everyone. Bye-bye.